All the Democrats running to be mayor of Baltimore say that, if elected, they will work to tackle racial inequality in the city. WYPR's John Lee has this report on how some of the candidates in the crowded field say they would make Baltimore a better place.
At a recent mayoral forum, 11 Democratic candidates were lined up side by side in a hot, packed room. Some of them are well known, others you may never have heard of. The first question out of the blocks, what are you going to do about racial inequality in Baltimore? Elizabeth Embry, chief of the criminal division in the state attorney general's office, said the disparity is staggering. She said racial inequality is not just a leftover from the past. Policies in place now involving lending and foreclosures contribute to the problem. Embry said changing those policies would be a top priority if she's elected mayor.
The fact that a child born in Roland Park has a life expectancy 20 years greater than a child born in parts of West Baltimore and South Baltimore. And those discrepancies carry across public health factors, they carry across graduation rates, whether or not you'll be arrested, whether or not you'll be the victim of police brutality.
Calvin Young used his own story to point out discrepancies in education in the city. Young, who is 28, graduated from Poly and became an engineer, but he said that only happened because his mother moved out of Cherry Hill and to Northeast Baltimore when he was a child, so he could go to a better school. If the city provided universal pre-kindergarten, algebra by 7th grade, and calculus by 11th grade, Young said all children growing up in Baltimore could go for any career they want.
If I were to grow up in Cherry Hill, the stats show that I would not have been able to go to Poly or even go to college. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we don't tell our kids that. We could change that if we make these types of focus changes.
David Warnock said racial inequality is the most important issue in this election following the death of Freddie Gray while in police custody. He said Gray's legacy is that everyone in the city is in this together. Warnock, a wealthy businessman, is a founder of Green Street Academy, a charter school in West Baltimore. He's a former chairman of the Center for Urban Families, which helps to find jobs for people released from prison. Warnock said if he's mayor, developers will be on the hook to help out the most impoverished parts of the city.
I've told the biggest developer in our town that in my administration, you cannot harvest the fruit of the Inner Harbor without planting seeds in East and West Baltimore.
Councilman Nick Mosby picked up on this theme. Mosby is giving up the council seat he won in 2011 to run for mayor. He said in some neighborhoods, property values have not gone up in 30 years. Mosby says that's important because people can increase their personal wealth and pass it along to future generations through home ownership. So he said developers need to invest more in the city's communities. He called it part of his overall war on poverty.
If you read my plan, it's a comprehensive plan. It's a 15-point plan. I'm the only person on the stage that says I have a plan that connects the dots.
Councilman Carl Stokes is making his second run for mayor. He came in second to Martin O'Malley in 1999. Like Mosby, he has to give up his council seat in order to run. Stokes, too, wants developers to be forced to spend money in city neighborhoods in exchange for any subsidies they get from the city. And Stokes said no longer would the city routinely grant waivers to contractors who don't want to abide by rules for hiring women and minorities if he's mayor.
Not one waiver. Not one waiver will go through across Stokes' administration. Not one waiver.
State Senator Catherine Pugh is running for mayor for the second time. She came in second to incumbent Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake in the 2011 Democratic primary. Pugh said the city needs affordable housing, but Pugh added, for Baltimore to grow and to be diverse, it needs to keep its young families and seniors. Pugh said there are not enough places in the city for older people to live.
When seniors get older, most of them move to the county. We want them to live in our city. After young people, our millennials, 18 to 34, when we start looking at schools, they move out of our city.
If former Mayor Sheila Dixon gets her old job back, she says she'll try to hire more police officers who live in the city. And she wants more money for job training for people released from prison. And she said she'll increase the living wage for city employees to $15 an hour.
That will allow people to be able to invest in buying homes and invest in their communities.
Mayoral candidate Patrick Gutierrez said it's also important to find money lost and then spend it properly. Gutierrez spent 15 years at Bank of America, so he said he knows a thing or two about audits.
So what I will do as mayor is make sure that we have full financial and performance audits of every city agency so that we can finally start to put our money to work to give these kids our resources that they deserve to give that racial equity that we're all looking for.
Cindy Walsh describes herself as a Democratic labor and justice candidate who is not affiliated with the Democratic Party. She got 1.4% of the vote for governor in the Democratic primary of 2014. Walsh said she would rebuild neighborhoods to get people into decent homes. Walsh believes the money is available, but the city hasn't kept track of it. She said she would make the city's finances more accountable.
And you know what? I bet we can almost double our city budget by just doing that.
Candidate Gershom Cupid, a sergeant in the city police department, said he drives a BMW, and whenever he takes it to the shop, he gets a survey afterwards to see if he got good service. Cupid said the city should do the same thing.
Whatever service that the city offer, I want to give, you know, the citizens the ability to survey, you know, and give us, you know, real-time information on what kind of service they receive and how they're being treated.
In all, there are 12 Democrats and 4 Republicans running for mayor. The parties will pick their nominees in the April 26 primary. But wait, that's not all. There are also 2 independents, 2 Green Party candidates, and 4 who are unaffiliated. So if you're keeping score, that's 24 candidates for mayor. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
Since John filed that story Wednesday evening, 5 more candidates beat the 9 o'clock deadline and filed to run for mayor, bringing the total number of candidates in the race to 29. One of the late entries is DeRay McKesson, a prominent activist in the Black Lives Matter movement. McKesson filed as a Democrat, making him the 13th Democratic candidate vying to be mayor. There are now 5 Republicans in the race. Voters will decide who receives the Democratic and Republican mayoral nominations on April 26th in the primary, and the 2 major party nominees will face the remaining candidates in the November general election.